This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson. In the battle over control of the U.S. House of Representatives, the race to replace the longest-serving member of the Florida congressional delegation plays a big role. The campaign to succeed Ileana Ross Layton in Congress pits a veteran of Democratic politics and community leader Donna Shalala against a political newcomer who's a former Spanish-language television news host, Maria Elvira Salazar. The district has dozens of miles of coastline threatened by sea level rise and climate change. The Sunshine Economy spoke with both major political party candidates about how they would address the threats if elected. Here's Donna Shalala.
Whatever's going on in the rest of the country, we're not denying climate change. Why? For us, it's life and death. And therefore, as part of any infrastructure bill, as part of any discussion about what are the priorities for South Florida, we have to demand that climate change, that seawater rise, that they come to the attention of not just the government, but the Corps of Engineers, which has a very important role.
And the Corps has acknowledged sea level rise in some of its projects and planning for. But what's the role of the federal government, especially Congress, as it relates to climate change and the threat that it poses here to South Florida? The adaptation, the mitigation, the response to climate change is something that local governments certainly are involved in here. But the federal government, meantime, outside of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but the federal government, through the EPA and through other regulations, is not that engaged with climate change and the response to the causes of it.
No, in fact, they're lowering emission standards for us.
That's right.
They're doing the opposite that you would expect from the Environmental Protection Administration. Even the auto companies have said, there's no reason to lower standards. We've already adjusted to these standards. It's pretty scary, and it's consistent with their anti-science view. And that's scary for the whole country. And that's why, in part, we need a change at the congressional level. Because my party gets it. But more importantly, South Florida legislators in that party get it.
What about South Florida legislators in the other party?
You know, some get it and some don't. But I think what's important here is that we'll fight to make sure the standards are upheld, that we bring resources down to deal with these issues. We don't have a choice here. It really is life or death for us.
This is the Republican candidate in the race, Maria Elvira Salazar.
I think that we need a massive infrastructure bill funded by the federal government to come and help us with the climate change. Regardless whether we believe that it was man-made or God-made or whomever made, we have it. And our sea coastal areas are a danger. Key Biscayne with the sand and Miami Beach with the sea level rising. So we need to come together with the local authorities and put an end, whether it's to bring major projects to suck the water because the soil is just not absorbing it anymore, whichever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. The federal government needs to be involved in helping those coastal communities to find the solution. And
is that something you'd advocate for? Because the federal government has been mostly absent, local officials
would
say. Well,
but then we need to wake them up.
Is there a larger role that you would advocate for the federal government to play regarding climate change, not just funding infrastructure projects, seawalls or raising streets or storm sewer flood systems, but is there a larger role the federal government plays, especially regarding carbon?
You know what I think we should do? We should give incentives to those companies that are developing new technology, give them grants, give them incentives, financial incentives, for them to come up with new ideas. What can we do with the situation and the climate change and how it's affecting our sea, our coastal?
And what about addressing the causes of climate change? That's not something, arguably, a local municipal government is going to address, but could be something a federal government could address.
And I'm sure that I will study it deeper and I will be able to make a decision whether imposing those restrictions on the emissions will help my district. And if that is the case, I will support it.
Carbon emissions.
Carbon emissions, correct.
Carbon tax?
I have to study it.
Republican Maria Elvira Salazar and earlier Democrat Donna Shalala, the two major political party candidates running for Congress in Florida's 27th congressional district. This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson.